and I'd like to present a memo. This was earlier distributed to you of some of the things we'd like to look at. And what we did was to set a budget, whether it would be accepted or not, that would allow for having a meeting in at least one in each major region. We'll travel to smaller rural communities if needed. I don't anticipate that we would be able before, say, late summer to do this. And if you have other areas other than the things appointed out here in the May 6th memo, would be real happy to look at those. But, you know, we passed, one of the things I had was to assist, try to help the state in getting that economic, that rural economic development program. They're going to be doing some work. Community and Regional Affairs is looking at trying to use some of theirs to focus on economic development, and it just seemed like a way that we might assist what the administration is doing and what the legislature might want to consider.
Okay. How are you going to break this up into travel and personnel? And
well, the thing that we had looked at, and it's just real roughly, Frank, I wonder if you'd join us here. Why don't you just go over briefly? And as I say, this is not specific. It would allow for Frank to be committee staff.
Well, I think we got a vote on that.
Well, I think so too. And if he doesn't behave, well,
he's through. We'll ask him to stand.
Yeah, I would.
All right. And but talk about where we were thinking about voting.
Just in trying to come up with the numbers so we could get included in the budget process, I thought we might have a series of meetings, public hearings, at different locations in the state, rural and urban. And for the sake of planning, I picked Anchorage, Fairbanks, Kodiak, Ketchikan, Dillingham, and Kotzebue. And that would be a couple-day meeting in each place. But that may be too much, but or we may be longer in one place than another, but just to sort of get a ballpark figure. And then I included one staff person for the six-month period until the beginning of the next session.
You know what I would suggest, sir, on that on the Kodiak trip, that you try to coordinate that with that with the ferry going westward.
You know, it really to go out to to Unalaska. Not
just so the committee gets a feel of what those communities
flat.
Like. You know,
it's
always flat.
I agree.
I can't get on.
Put Dravamine in, would you please?
I've,
huh?
No, you can get me on that.
Think about it.
I have. Yeah. You just did it. Yeah.
Well, no, and
you're not gonna get me on that first.
Senator, isn't there also some kind of a special event that's happening at Unalaska dealing with the school? Was there some other? I've been invited out there, but I can't remember now what it was. Is there another event in the communities?
You were invited?
Well, they like me, Frank. No, all right, but we'll take your suggestion, because I think it would be very useful to see some of those areas, but we'll consider Senator Jones's.
Well, if you look at the flat. August, if you look at the August one, that's about your best year or best time for traveling. Take your Dramamine.
I don't mind inside water, but what you got from the big swell.
Okay, but your point being, you like to get us out there and.
I think you could do it. You know, if you go right directly to Kodiak and then take this.
How many days does that take?
It's probably less than 2 days going out and back.
I did include in the budget some you can even small amount for charter flights to get out to smaller communities from the major communities.
But could you, any comments on the budget, but I'd appreciate if you think these are the kinds of things that would be appropriate, if not.
Well, you know, I was wondering, Arliss, if there's any way we can talk to these people beforehand and see if there's some projects. You know, there may not be anything in, you know, I'm not sure Ketchikan, if there's, I'd want to run down some projects or some things that they think we can help. Otherwise, you know, why go there?
I agree, and that's exactly it. This was really for purposes of a budget. If they're not, I don't believe in going visiting around the state. That is not the intention.
Yeah.
We would not set up
I mean,
any meetings without...
I want to do it.
Maybe there's other towns here instead of these that are listed. This was, as he indicated, was strictly to set... give some idea.
I think you want to look at kind of the smaller communities, Wrangell. You know, might have one there if you want to target.
Petersburg.
Sitka.
But, you know, some of the smaller ones.
One of the thoughts on the Kodiak meeting, we went there, was that I know the committee has talked earlier about the water system in Alaska, and I was thinking that would tie in with that trip.
They've been looking for EDA funds, and, you know, is there assistance we can give there?
But I think that's through the smaller areas, probably areas you need more concentration, but in the hurry to get the budget numbers in, I just took the most expedient cities available.
Yeah, I'd just like to give you an example of the kind of thing.
Well, I don't see them as real set to concrete.
No,
they're just as something.
As a result of the kind of work I would hope would come out of here, we got the international airport for the first time. They put in around $800 in the budget for, and the department now supports doing marketing and promotion. No, but the whole state's affected. You know, we did the thing on assisting the state in trying to get that $1 million rural grant. And I think there are those kind of things. If you have ideas, if we could get them, I mean, certainly you can do it individually or out of the committee, but it's just to spur those kinds of things that we can do to make stuff start to work. And rural Alaska, particularly with the dollars down, I think it's far more critical. So if you've got other things, I'll be real receptive to those. And it could be a host of, you know, small little things that in terms of resolutions. And it can go the individual.
Yeah. Like or free clogging. You know, maybe something out there that you start getting old. Yeah. Metallica, I don't know.
Well, I would focus in on looking at some of the nonprofit corporations and meeting with them.
Nonprofit.
Because they're the ones that usually deal with the more innovative type ventures. Mm-hmm. You get into the profit and they're after the big bucks. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't really worry too much about it. But the smaller, and maybe I'm looking more at Bristol Bay Area Native Association in Canada, because I know they're more concerned about what's happening in the smaller villages and how they can keep them more aware of what's going on and help them develop their resources.
Yeah, Fred, I've got one question. I don't think I understand, and I don't know if you want to respond to it or not, but just watching over the last 3 or 4 years, I've heard you express concerns at one time or another on some of the freshwater fish issue out there as to, you know, you're getting a lot of people in the Dillingham area that come in Naknak, king salmon for sport fishing, and it's quite a tourism draw. But what needs to be done there to protect, say, the commercial and also the tourism potential? What do the people need? Is there something we can do in that area? Because I just see that as kind of sand in the oyster, but I don't think I quite understand what the issue is. And I think it's going to turn, probably in time, a bit like the Kenai River, just with the pressure, and it could be a source of income, but it tends to be income from outside of the community. And I don't know if that's an area that we could assist you or do some thinking about.
Yeah, I guess what I would envision us doing is trying to get a handle on it before it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And it's not only the commercial versus the sport, but you've also got subsistence.
Could we work with you? Is that something we should be looking at? Because, I mean, I just see it as sensitive, but I'm not sure I fully understand what it is. You said you want planning by Fish and Game and their resistance. Well, issues that don't get resolved tend to grow up and become bigger ones. And maybe, I don't know if there's a process of working with groups of people out there or what should be done.
Yeah, I guess I don't have an immediate answer.
Mm-hmm. Was that one you could think about?
Let me think
about it. And would it be appropriate for for this group, if it is one. But it seems like it ought to move toward a solution, and maybe that's just you and your representatives from there that handle it. But I see it come up. It came up in the public access bill. It's come up in a number of things. And so there's obviously something there.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's bigger than that. If it was just a localized problem, it wouldn't be any problem. But when you start getting people moving from other areas into the region,
and they're gonna
that's
come.
Where they're, One good place to go on here too that I was just thinking about is kind of, if you want to see what a smaller community is doing, would be Non-Dolph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
You know, because they've got the little doll factory there, and they've got the Keys Point development up in that area, and they're trying to get that road into it. See, so if you think, if that would be one place, if you wanted to go and just try to get a feel of you know, what problems a small community faces.
And how they had to, they had to use resources from the power authority, from different agencies, and working together with those communities to bring that on. And that was a good thing. I don't know if there's anything, Lloyd, in terms of, again, I don't want to take away from what individual legislators would do in their area, whether there are things we could do in areas of Southeast in terms of timber and some of the other things. Again, we don't want to get a list that interferes, but if there's something where there's a role the state can play and we can assist in those, then I think we ought to do it, all the way from getting rid of, possibly regulations that are inhibiting as well. Positive. I think we need to do some brainstorming about things.
I guess you need to, first of all, talk to people that have been involved. That's why I suggested Non-Dolph. Mm-hmm. And if you're wanting to get into some of the problems that an individual faces in terms of trying to develop something, look at your friend there, Reed Oswald, and trying to do some timber development up there. And they've started a pilot project, I think, which would be well worthwhile looking to take a good look at. If they get something like that going, I think that's going to make a difference on the state leases for timber, long term.
We didn't do very well.
Is that right? It's just not
really
there. You might want to talk to Reed Oswald, though, to see some of the...
We tried to get a hold of him that day. And
I mean, just to make a note for later on.
He needs to get all over Sam.
Over who?
Sam.
I think they tried to work. Yeah.
There's a bill. There's that one for them. Mm-hmm. That would allow a lot of things like we're talking about here to happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Louisiana Pacific started their wafer board plant in Dawson Creek. Last week, over 100 employees.
Yep.
The reason they're doing it is because DC was able to cut together an agreement for long-term timber. Mm-hmm. You know what they're cutting? Aspen. That's what they're using. Aspen, the same thing that's grown in the
I've got a whole bunch of...
We had our meeting earlier. We could
already had it.
We could took care of it.
We're what's left. They wouldn't accept it, so we just went ahead with the...
You're getting your both legs pulled.
Both legs.
with full size farming.
That seems to be the going thing these days.
You got a picture. Well,
I didn't know the Kodiak area as well, but just in Ketchikan, I just jotted down some of the people that are interested in economic development. And there's quite a list of them. Mm-hmm. And we might just make a contact with some of those, and I'm sure there's equal groups in Kodiak that would give us some kind of clues or directions.
Well, do you think we're kind of on the right track, and you'd like to spend a little time on it this summer?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, a lot of this, maybe we can tie them together with some of the other things we're doing.
Oh, sure, and I'm going to tie this together with what we're doing in community and region affairs, because they're natural, and it's I'm looking more at the rural or smaller communities rather than, I think Anchorage can take care of itself in terms of ideas and the larger area. So if you have any ideas, Frank will be here, but anytime you're through, we can kind of touch base and then we'll try and get some communication going. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good. Thank you.
You can keep those.